It's pretty exciting. Obviously, drafting 10 players, having them come into camp for the first time is, certainly was great to see some new faces, and then see the progression of some of the other players that from prior drafts. And I also think it was very good to see a lot of free agent players that some very intriguing ones there that we spent a lot of time. This year out in the field, looking, I guess the field's not the right word, out on the ice and the rinks, looking for, the different opportunities. And there's some great players that chose to come here for a development camp and get exposure to the Jets organization. So, it was all in all, I think it was a very successful camp.
Would you agree that this week is almost more about off ice for the players than maybe just what we saw on ice?
It's truly a development camp for us. It's a development in all aspects of the organization, both on the ice, off the ice, culturally, and even individually from the player standpoint. We're trying to develop good young men that are going to continue to grow and be future Jets. So we did stress that it was not necessarily an evaluation camp. It was a development camp in those regards. But nevertheless, you always are evaluating and some great things out there. Again, I think the exciting thing for us, and we've talked about it quite a bit, is the progression of players from year one to year two, and year three, and just seeing the growth, I think, no better example than Adam Lowry, who at 18, was a tall kind of gangly player, to seeing him out there now where he's, he's filled out. He's obviously had, some good junior years and now is turning pro. So it's all part of the evolution, all part of the process, but it's nice to see that, the next phase of the process is starting to begin.
Now that you have them all in sort of one spot, or most of them this week, about your goalies, your prospect goalies, can you say how much better you feel about that group than maybe 2 years ago?
Again, we've got very fortunate in some of the drafts that we had on the goaltending standpoint. I think that there's a wide variety of prospects too. You've got some very tall goaltenders that are big. You've got some very athletic goaltenders, but we signed a free agent goaltender out of college as well. So it does seem like the goaltending depth is something that is very intriguing. We're very excited about it, and it's all about development and pushing and competition, and there's certainly a lot of it in that area.
What do you see from Josh Morrissey this week, his first chance with the group here?
Oh, it was great to see his poise, his ability to skate, to move. You don't get a chance to maybe see the hockey sense side of it too much when it comes to a development camp as opposed to the evaluation side of it. But I think seeing him interact with the different players, seeing the kind of character, the kind of person that he is, very excited for him and for the organization.
How did the deal with Postma come together, and what's it mean to have him locked up for 2 years here?
Well, like all the RFAs, lots of conversations have happened over the course of the many, many days and even weeks, I guess, leading up to this time. And they all come together differently for different reasons. There's different pressure points throughout the whole negotiation process that come into play that are really all behind the scenes stuff. And it all fell into place last night.
What did he show in his first half season, I guess, or sort of a full season, but not exactly with the 48 games, I guess?
Well, I think that he's shown that he's still a very young player, that we feel there's a lot of room for growth in his game. And he's earned the opportunity through his play over the course of the years at the American League level to get the opportunity at the National League level. And now really the ball's in his court. He's got the opportunity now to continue to grow as a player. And I don't think that you'd hear him say that he can take a rest now simply because he's got a contract. It's a very, very competitive world. And I think if you see the development camp here, you see that there's a lot of young players that that are coming up through the system that is going to create competition, create different opportunities and different things from an organization side. So in Paul's case, it gives him an opportunity now to know that he's got a contract in place and continue to push moving forward.
Blake Wheeler tweeted this morning that he's had a very busy but productive week and left it at that. Does that have anything to do with you?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is there any concern at all about the arbitration process? You know, the people say it's a tough thing for two sides to go to, feelings get involved. Is that a concern at all as you get closer to some of these dates?
Well, our focus is on trying to come to deals with all these players. You know, we've been fortunate, obviously, to come to deals with two of them, and we're continuing talking. So, you know, from our standpoint, you know, again, that is our sole focus. I don't really try to get too much ahead of myself, you know, with respect to that, because, you know, again, each and every deal, you know, falls into place differently, whether the arbitration process is involved or not. You know, for us, you know, we're just focusing on the process.
We've talked a lot about the salary cap going down. Has it affected your budget at all, or will you be closer to a cap team than a mid-cap team just because of the way that things have shaken down?
Well, certainly, I think by nature we're going to be closer to the cap. You know, it is something that, you know, again, we've always said that, you know, when the different needs within the organization warrant it, you know, our budget or our caps will, you know, will fluctuate as it becomes more apparent. So certainly, you know, if you look at where we're at right now, people will say there's a tremendous amount of cap space, but we do have you know, three, you know, key players that are, you know, are going to get locked up, you know, through whatever process, be it long term or be it, you know, through the you know, the process that's in front of us, and you know, that'll eat a significant portion of it. But you know, again, that's something that we looked at, we thought about, we planned, and we're in good shape.
What does Adam Pardy bring to the organization?
Adam Pardy is, you know, brings, you know, tremendous depth to the organization, a left-handed shot that, you know, again, I think, you know, through the course of time and the course of the different years, it's very apparent that you can never have enough defensemen within the organization. One thing that you do want to have is enough defensemen that can play at the National Hockey League level, so you don't have to push a young defenseman that is still in the development mode, you know, with respect to, you know, playing at the National Hockey League level. You want to make sure that when guys get their opportunities, they're ready to play. So Adam has, you know, a lot of experience, and, you know, he's someone that'll fit in nicely, you know, within the decor of our organization.
And how's Zach Redmond's summer been going in terms of his rehab and everything else?
From what I understand, everything from rehab standpoint has gone well. You know, we've had conversations with our medical staff that said that they've talked extensively with, you know, with him over the course of the summer, just kept on track, and everything seems to, you know, seems to be moving along in good order.
Alex Burmistrov's camp threw a bit of a dart at your coach a bunch of days ago. Have you any comment on that, or did they ever express any of that to you?
Didn't see the dart. What's the dart?
Oh, well, somebody there said, you know, that blame Claude for a poor relationship with the player.
Well, you know, again, obviously Alex has chosen to, you know, continue his development in the KHL, and you know, again, you know, certainly for us, we'll continue to monitor it. You know, as far as, you know, different things that get said by different third parties, you know, that are party to the different players or coaches, or you can't get too involved in that. You know, it's an emotional game. It's a game that, you know, everybody is in it to compete. Everyone's in it to win. And, you know, if some of those things came out and were said, well, I guess it makes for good news and good headlines. But the reality is that, you know, what happens within the confines of the room, it's all done, you know, for the purpose of trying to help the Jets move forward and to win. And, you know, both sides, you know, Alex and Claude, you know, again, are very, very passionate people that work extremely hard at their crafts.
What does Matt Hellstrom bring to your group also?
Well, I think, again, you know, Matt is someone that has a lot of experience, you know, at a young age, and that can again provide us with many different options as far as, you know, from an organizational standpoint, from a depth standpoint, but also from someone that, you know, that can immediately play. And you just never know how things can change very quickly within an organization, be it through injury, illness, or some other circumstances. So, you know, having a player, you know, of his, you know, his experience at such a young age still is an important part to again, making sure that we have a very strong and deep organization.
Any thoughts on the schedule so far?
You know, we've obviously it just got released, and you know, it's something that it's kind of now that it is out in the open, you get a chance to you know, really start working on the different logistics of it. I think we're excited that, you know, it's obviously here like everybody now, and you can talk about it out in the open. You know, it'll be something that, you know, as an organization and a coaching staff, we'll talk about how to, you know, manage the different nuances of it with the Olympic break. You know, how the best way to, you know, do different things, how the best way to come out of the Olympic break, all the different things that, you know, are going to have to, you know, be talked about. And it is interesting, you know, being on the road for the first week of February and then going into the Olympic break. It'll be a real long period of time where there's, you know, no actual Jets home games. So that'll be different as well.
What about all the early home games?
Yeah, you know, again, it's one of those things where you want to be prepared. You want to make sure that you have the everything going in the right direction right off the start. I think a lot like the you know, the shortened season last year, you know, the starts are very important. But I think one thing that became abundantly clear to us last year is that each and every game is important. And you know, it's you just never know when those 2 points are the ones that you you know, you kick yourself in the end, and hopefully those are lessons learned from last season. You know, if one thing, you know, getting as close as we did and as hurtful as it was to get that close, you know, hopefully those are the things that really resonate and really you know, motivate and drive the group.
Signed some higher end guys for St. John's. Are you looking to sort of increase your more of that push and that competition from the AHL team for the NHL roster?
Well, again, competition is always good, and we think we are turning some younger players, you know, pro this year. Obviously, the two players that we drafted in Kishton and Lapon, you know, figure to be in St. John's right out of the draft. Obviously, Adam Lowry, you know, so again, you want to make sure that you do have opportunities for the younger players to grow and to play. And then again, you do have to have the depth part of the organization in check as well. So we turned over a lot of players there. You know, the fact that you know, some higher end players were interested in coming into our organization from a depth standpoint, I think speaks well about you know, what's been happening in St. John's, and also within our organization, that you know, they know that there could be some legitimate opportunities down the line.